Job 2:3. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him, to destroy him without cause. Again in this chapter, Satan comes before God, having previously claimed that if Job lost everything, he would curse the Lord. God made it clear then, and he makes it clear now, that Job is an upright man that fears God. And since God sees the heart of men with no hindrance, this must be true. But after taking everything from Job, with no sign of a loss of faith, Satan persists. God reminds Satan that Job has maintained his integrity. Now Satan wants to attack his health. If we consider what God is saying without doubting him, we should have a pretty good idea of what will happen next. He allows Satan to proceed. That old serpent is certain Job will turn from God, but it doesn't happen, because Job is a man of integrity. Job 2:3. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him, to destroy him without cause.